If you are to avoid stress when making decisions, it is necessary to have a well-thought-out system you can follow to help you with them. The standard system among managers is the 5-point plan. According to this, step 1 is to define your objectives, specifying the aims behind your decision. Step 2 is to collect information. Relevant data must be collected and organized, facts and opinions checked, and possible causes of the problem identified. Step 3 is to develop options. Ideas must be generated, and a list of alternatives drawn up. Step 4 is then to evaluate and decide. To list the pros and cons of each alternative, test them against the objectives and select the best. Finally, step 5 is implementation. Carry out the decision, monitor its progress, and compare this with the original objectives. The 5-point plan is the theoretical ideal accepted by most decision makers in management. However, as we've seen, the process of decision making is a lot more complicated in reality and involves many additional factors and considerations. Management research in the United States shows that in addition to fulfilling the conditions of the 5-point plan, management decisions must also generally A. Agree with one's own personal interests, values, and needs. B. Meet with the value standards of superiors. C. Be acceptable to those affected by the decision and those carrying it out. D. Contain a built-in justification so as to avoid blame in case of failure. As well as these, time is a very important consideration. Many important decisions have to be made on the spur of the moment, for example on the telephone, thus allowing little time to gather information, consult superiors, discuss, or develop. Here, the decision maker must rely a lot more on intuition, experience, and imagination.